Father, anoint your people to receive your anointed word. And I give you glory for sending your word right now for this hour that we're living in Jesus' name. In the book of St. John, chapter 5, verses 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Our thought comes this morning. It's resurrection time. It's resurrection time. My friend, we are living in a time where God is doing tremendous things. And God is bringing to pass many prophecies that have been spoken of years ago. And we notice in John chapter 5 how Jesus declared, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. In the midst of all that's happening in our world today, there are still so many people who do not even know what's happening or taking place all around us. And the reason why people don't know what's happening is because they are spiritually dead. Now, the topic of this message is, it's resurrection time. This is not an Easter message. This is a 365-day message. A message that can be preached anytime, anywhere, because there are people that's dead every day. This is not a one-time event message where resurrection is to take place on Easter Sunday morning. Oh yes, we know about Jesus rising on Easter Sunday morning, but this message goes way beyond just a Sunday morning that Jesus Christ got up from the grave. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead is wonderful, but there are still people dead, yet Jesus is alive. The kind of death that I'm talking about, my friend, when I spoke of spiritual death, is the fact that there are people today that's walking around alive naturally so. But they are separated from God because of unconfessed sins. They have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And the thing about this kind of death is if a person dies physically, and they were dead spiritually, they will go to the lake of fire. Now, what I want you to understand, my friend, is that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why it's resurrection time. For those of you that's listening to this message, if you are dead spiritually, if you are dead in your sins, if you feel so hopeless and so helpless, if you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, my friend, this message is coming straight to you. But I pray today that you don't reject the Word of God that He's sending to you at this hour, because He wants to bring you back to life. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 5. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead, and if you're dead in sins, my friend, if you will continue to listen to this message, hear the voice of the Son of God, and respond to His voice, you will no longer remain to be dead, but you can come alive this day. My friend, what I want you to understand is that there's good news about this message. And the good news is that God do not want you to remain dead. This is why Jesus Christ came into this world of ours. This is why Jesus came, hung on Calvary, shed His blood, gave up the ghost, was placed in a borrowed tomb. After 3 days, heroes again. And Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. But the question is, do you want to live, my friend? There are so many people sitting in church buildings. They're faithful. They're dedicated. They're serious, but they're lost. There are people that flood churches every Sunday. But yet the sad part about it is, they go in bound, and they come out bound. Why? Well, oftentimes people may not hear a message that have challenged them to change. Or maybe people have heard a word, and they feel like they have time. My friend, that's a deceptive trick of the enemy in convincing you that you have time. What's so sad, my friend, is that you're dead, number one, spiritually, and you keep putting off and putting off. I'm going to get saved next week. I'm going to give my life to Jesus next Sunday. When the Bible tells us, for man also knoweth not his time. My friend, you do not know when, and please hear me today. You do not know when you're going to check out of this life, but you can know where you're going to go. As I preached in a message before, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? And if you don't know, my friend, listen to that message. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? But this message comes today because it's resurrection time, my friend. There's so many people that walk the streets of our society every single day who do not know where they're going to go if they die. And this is why we as saints of God must be resurrected, brought back to life in areas of our lives that we have died in. Oh, this message is not just for a person that's dead in sin, because there are so many of us in the body of Christ that's dead. We're lifeless. We're so unproductive. We're so unfruitful. We don't have a burden for souls. We're not praying. We're not fasting. We're not consecrated. We're not separated. We've become so carnal and worldly, and we're wondering why things are not happening in our life. Because we have died in many areas of our life, and it's time for us to be resurrected by the Son of God. If we're not praying, my friends, we need to be resurrected back to prayer. If we miss prayer meetings when we used to go, we need to be resurrected back in praying. If we're not consecrating our lives, we need to be resurrected back to consecration, back to turning our plates over and getting before God. If we're not faithful like we used to do in Bible studies, in worship service, we need to be resurrected and put back on fire like we used to be. We have died because, you know why? We're now so preoccupied trying to get things in life where we have missed the mark. What's so important to us now that we miss church service? I don't know today. And we're living in a time we cannot afford to miss worship services. We cannot afford, as saints of God, to come to hear God's word to become stronger to reach this generation for Christ. If we're missing services when we used to be faithful, we need to be resurrected. We need to be brought back to life like we used to be. We remember the days when church first there, we was the first one there. But now it's like we come in late and leave early. We come in when service about to end and we're the first one out the building. We have died and we need to be brought back to life. If we're not telling somebody about Jesus, how Jesus loves them, how he died for them, how he wants to save them like he saved us, we need to be resurrected back to witnessing to people. We should never forget our purpose of being saved. We're saved to be witnesses. We're not saved to sit on church pews. We're not saved to impress no one. We're not saved to compete with churches. We're saved to reach the lost at any cost. We are saved to be fishers of men. And if we're not witnessing, letting our light so shine before men, we need to be resurrected, saints. Because we are failing Jesus if we are not letting the light He's given us shine through us in this dark generation that's all around us. It's resurrection time, people. If we are missing services when we can be there, if we've gotten lazy because we're so preoccupied trying to get money, trying to get better jobs, pursuing a career, when we're missing services, we need to be resurrected. Our priorities are out of place. God, help us get back in order. We need resurrection, and it's resurrection time. In John 5, verse 25, Jesus said, the hour is coming, and now is. And I want us to know as saints, that hour is upon us today. If we are dead in any area of our life that we used to be alive in, if we are dead in our love for God, if we are dead in our compassion toward people, if we are dead in our giving and paying our tithes and giving an offering, if we are robbing God, we need to be resurrected back to our giving, back to our sowing into the ministry, back to our sacrificing like we used to do. We now take our tithes and pay our bill and wonder why we're living under a curse. If we are dead, we need to be resurrected. And Jesus is telling us today, saints of God, if you have died on me, I want to resurrect you back to life, where you can get back on fire like you used to be, like you used to lay on your face before me, as you used to spend hours in my word, as you used to consecrate your life for days on end, as you used to be faithful in coming to hear and to worship me. But now you've gotten so carnal and worldly where that's a thing of the past now. I want to resurrect you, my people. I want to bring you back like you used to be. But you must acknowledge your wrong. We must acknowledge our sins. We must acknowledge that we have died on you, Lord, and confess to you that we have died in many areas we used to be alive in. Saints of God, listen to me, please. Areas of our life we used to be effective in. We used to be fruitful in. We used to be so anointed in. But now, it's like things are going in reverse rather than forward. But Jesus is saying to us, if we will hear His voice and not just hear it, but take it in, digest His voice, act upon it, and obey it, we will come back to life, we will be effective again, be fruitful again, be anointed again, be healed again, and we will reach souls again because it's resurrection time. And if you're willing to acknowledge to the Lord that you have died in any area of your life, He wants to bring you back to life. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for sending your word. And I thank you for resurrecting the saints as well as sinners. Father, I give you glory right now for touching the hearts of the people in the body of Christ. And I thank you for waking us out of sleep and slumber and letting us know, wonderful Lord, the time that we're now living in. And the hour is now upon us. If we would hear your voice and allow you to call us back again, and if we respond to your voice, you will bring us back to life. And loving Father, forgive us as the body of Christ and set our altars on hallowed fire once again, because it's shown up resurrection time in the body of Christ. And saints of God, If you have died on the Lord in any area of your life, repent and come back to Him. Because He's waiting for us to acknowledge our wrong. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I will be the first to admit, I have died on the Lord in so many areas. But when He showed me this word, I repented. And I pray today that you do the same as a child of God. Because time is so short. And if we're going to reach this generation for our Master, we must be alive. We must be anointed. And He will not anoint us if we're dead. But He stands ready today. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come."